So last time we started the dinner of Yeshiva Gabi Akarka, and we basically saw that there is a Gemara that almost all the Rishonim, if not all the Rishonim had, that we don't seem to have, that says that that you're allowed to sleep and eat on a mita kfuya, whereas when it comes to the rest of the time, or at least at the time of Nichum Aveilim, so then you need Yeshiva Gabi Akarka. And also, it wasn't just actually the Avel, but also the Menachemim. So we don't have that in our Gemara. The source for this idea is the Pasuk in Iyo, Vayesh V'Yitol V'aretz, something like that. So the question is, if the first glance sounds like that there's a Hatter, an Achiyav, basically, for an Avel to sit on the floor. There's two dinner. Fiasamita and sitting on the floor. So if there's a chiyuv to sit on the floor, then why do we have two exceptions? Why do we have an exception of shas achila and shas shena? And the exception being that you're allowed to go on a mita kfuya. So the Ramban explains that the reason why it's mutter b'shas achila is based on the Ramban on the base that says that when they would do the suda savra, so if they were buddy-buddy, Gas libo gaspo. So then your mavra al mitos fuyos. And otherwise your mavra al mitos zukufos. So you see that during the meal you're allowed to go on a mita fuyo. Why is it mutter to sleep on a mita fuyo? So that's based off of the Yerushalmi. So the easiest way to explain this, we'll see if that's the correct way, is to say that, again, there are these two dinim. Yeshiva Karka, Fiyas Amita, and then there are some exceptions to the rules of Yeshiva Gabi Akarka. What are those exceptions? Basically sleeping and eating. But it's mutter to sit on a mita kfuya. Then we think we mentioned the Gemara Chafzan Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, when do you start upturning the beds, returning the beds on Erev Shabbos? Gemara says, however, you're still not allowed to sit. You have to sit, you know, you're not yet sit on the floor, basically. You can't sit on these upturned, the regular chairs until Achitachshach. So again, the easiest way to say that is very simple. That you have to sit on the floor, right? So again, two dinim. One is Kfiyas Amita, one is Yidur Al-Karka. In this case, Kfiyas Amita ends Min HaMincha L'mal Erev Shabbos, but there's still the other din that you can't sit. You need Yidur Al-Karka. That's a simple understanding, and it would be very significant because even though we don't have the missing Gemara, at least we have another Gemara that basically implies that you need Yeshiva Gabi Karka. However, Tosus over there points out that Mikan Samchu Shalolege Yeshiva Gabi Kis Misatsa. And here we have a Remez, a Smach, not to sit on the Kis Misatsa. So why is it? So Tosus says, Samchu, what do you mean? It's a Mefresh Raya. Tosus says, no, you don't have a Raya. Clearly, why not? Why isn't it mukhra? Because you could say that it means that you're not allowed to sit on things that are chayv and kfiyas amita. So here, since these are, it's a mita that you're chayv and kfiyas amita on, so it's true you're allowed to start turning them over Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, but you still can't sit on them until nighttime. But let's say something that is not shayach to kfiyas amita, like our chairs. So then there's no iser to sit on them. So on the one hand, Tosos tells us that there's a practice that Tosos presumably accepts, samchu, that to sit on the floor. But there's no clear source in Shas. Now, the problem, of course, is there is a clear cut, the missing Gemara. The missing Mars is you have to sit on the floor. So the easiest way to address that would be to say, oh, it must be Tosos thinks that Tosos also had our Gersa. Tosos didn't have any Gemara that he needed Shiva Gadekar. However, we really thought that's very Doha. Why? Because all the other Rishonim have this. Happens Tosos doesn't have it. God already told us it was the printers that somehow got rid of it. Printers didn't like sitting on a floor. So therefore, he thought Tosfos probably did have that. Well, if he had that girsa, so then why would it be? Then the samchu, the source for sitting on the floor, isn't going to be this Gemara. This Gemara is ambiguous, like Tosfos points out. It's going to be the Gemara that says it explicitly, the missing Gemara. So he will accept, must be, you see from here, that Tosfos learned like the Maram. Maram, Hochos Macho, Simen and Dalet, is also quoted in the Shach, I believe, and I'll read it to you. Maram says, Vavel Mashma Behedya, Besof Pirkin, the Cholsheva in Laleshef, El Al Gabe Karka. The Gam, a Menachem Kamokain, the Amr of Yuda, Ain a Menachem Shan Leshef, Ella Al Gabe Karka, Shanema, Yeshuito, Barat, Shivasya Mid, the Hulai, the Nira, the Aridavka, Shem, Menachem at Spa, the Siva Yeshvo Ito, Lachet, says Maram and Balta Kedish. This din of Yeshiva Al Gabe Karka is when the Menachem are coming. To din in Nichma Velim. And that's what it sounds like on the Pasuk, by Yeshvo Ito. And that would also explain why the Menachemim are sitting on the floor. So basically, what is the Maram? The Maram changes everything. Until this point, we assume the Yeshiva Rabbi Karka is either a din in Hilchos Avelos. There's no other place to sit, right? Where else are you supposed to sit? You can't sit on a Mita Kfuya, and you can't sit on a Mita's Kufa, so immediately you sit on the floor. Where else? What else are you supposed to do? So that's not the Pshat, according to Maram. According to Maram, it's a totally new din. It's a din in Yicham Avelim. You're chayiv leishah avikarka k'shmenachman osa. And the Shach does bring this Maram. Now, again, you could explain Maram in two different ways. What's the din when the Menachemim are not here, according to Maram? So, the Drisha says, when the Menachemim are not by him, so then he has an option, another option. He could stand. When the Menachemim are by him, it's not right to stand, so he must sit on the floor. And the Drisha writes, that's also the Havana of the Aguda. That's what the Aguda learned in Maram. And the Drisha is Medayek. It's in another place in the Maram. And this is the Havana of the Taz and the Shach. So if that's right, so basically the Shach comes out like the following rules. When there are Menachemim Etzlo, Yoshev Alakarka. When there are no Menachemim Etzlo, he's allowed to stand. Shasachil and Shashena, Mutter Leishev Elishon Almita Fuya. But since we're not Kofa Armita, then Memela, you have to sleep on the floor, and that's the Psach of the Shach. Rabbi Willig has a different Havana of the Maram. The Maram is saying it's a din in Nichma Velim. So therefore, when the Menachemim are not here, so then you could sit on a chair. That's what he means. Right? Again, according to the Drisha, the Pshat is when they're not here, you're allowed to stand. That's what's coming Lafuke. And according to Rabbi Willig, it's coming Lafuke that when the Menachemim are not here, you can sit on a chair. Now, to be fair, Rabbi Willig, we'll see where he's coming from, but he's somewhat trying to be Miyash Luminig Olam, which is not like the Shach and the Taz, as we'll see in a moment. Now, if we go to the Taz Aleph, he writes that when the Menachemim are Yoshin al Gabi Karka, that's because of Kavod Avel. Right? In other words, why does the Avel sit on the floor? So we understand that. Why are the Menachemim sitting on the floor? Lechvodo. So already in the times of the Shach and the Taz, people weren't doing that. And he says, that must be because they are mochel. As opposed to Rabbi Willig. Willig thinks, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that it's not libo gaspa. And therefore, the Menachemim could sit on a mitzvah kufa, because that's what we said by the Avra. By the Avra, we said if libo gaspo, so then they all sit on mitzvah kufiyums, and if not, they sit on a mitzvah kufa. So we don't feel that level of comfort. Therefore, we sit on the Menachemim sit on a mitzvah kufiyum. Now, according to that, then really the Avel should sit on a mitzvah Skufa as well. If the Menachemim are doing it, then the Aval could. So really you could. Except that there's another din. There's another din called that says that an Aval should be Mishana b'yeshivaso during Yishmavim. How do you see that? Because of the Gemara that says that the Melech would be Yoshev al HaDargash, or the one. He would go from his throne to a stool of some sort, Dargash, whatever that is. So there's another halacha that the Avel should be Mishana from his normal thing. Okay. Once upon a time, when it was more a situation, Lubu Gaspar would mean he would sit on the floor. But when we don't have that, so we should at least sit on something different. And that's where the concept of the Shiva chair comes from. As opposed to the classical understanding of a Shiva chair, what's the classical understanding of a Shiva chair? Really, you need Yeshiva Labikarka. But this is Agavikarka. Why? Because it's within three tachim of the floor, right? And then it used to be that they were like folding chairs, that this Shiva, that now they're like these like lounge chairs that people sit on. But Al-Kopanim, that is the classical Havana of Yeshiva Agave, low chair. That's Pesuri Willet, which is it's just a Shinoi Hebrew Shafter also brings that down from the Rav in Nefesh HaRav. We actually thought this morning maybe a Shtukal Raya, Tori Willet's approach, that sitting on the floor is a din in really Nicham Abelin and not a din in Abelus. Because the Medrash says, the Torah then brings this Medrash down, and it's also supported by the Torah. Later on, in Simen Shin Sadi Dalid, Shin Sadi Gimel. So the Medrash says that Yisman Abayis Shoma Melach Sadek Milas Chasadim was a big thing. Klapei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to give people a chance to do Chesed, to do Nicham Avelim. So he made Chesed in general. So he made up this whole strategy for Nicham Avelim and also giving a bracha to Chasan and Kala, and also giving chizuk to Menudim, that they would go in their special entrances and everybody would give them the bracha or advice or the tefila that they should get. Right? Nowadays, we don't have a base on Mikdash anymore. So they go to shul. And they sit on the floor in the shul. And according to, it seems like the Pashup shot is that it's on Shabbos. It says it's on Shabbos. At least when they went to the Harbayas, it was on Shabbos. It sounds like also when they're going to shul, it's on Shabbos. And may even be that they're only allowed to go to shul on Shabbos because they're the week they're not allowed to leave the house. We'll talk more about that when we get there. So it sounds like they were sitting in shul on Shabbos and the floor to be menachem the avelim. So if it was a din in avelus, so then it's shver. How could you sit on the floor? But if you say it's a din in nicham veil, then we're matir nicham veil b'shabbos koshiyatir. But the mice were matir nicham veilim on Shabbos. So that's why they would do it on the floor, and it's not a problem of avelus for hasiyah. And therefore, so we have from this. Of Lazar and the Tarsa Adam and the like, maybe you should go right for this idea. However, Beis Yosef quotes the Mardechai again, Shin Tzadi Gimel, who's also troubled by this, Ad Kedei Kach, that he says it must be that there was no room. And that's why they sat on the floor. What? Why? No, that was in the Beis HaMikdash. This is in Shul. Again, we had the Bisman Abayis, they knew what to do. Then they had the special gates. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then we go to the Beis HaKnesses. Okay. So why are you sitting on the floor? Shabbos. So the Mordechai makes a big ukimta. There must be there's no room. But maybe you could say, because they didn't do it in the show. They did it in the lobby. They didn't have so much room in the lobby. They didn't have social halls in those days, in the shows. So, but anyway, the Pashup shot in this Pirkei Reb Lazar and in Tarsa Adam, who cites it, might be that even on Shabbos, they would sit on the floor. Which, again, if we see it more as a din in Nicham Avelim and not as a din in Avelos. Now, again, Everybody's going to agree, even the Shach agrees to some degree, it's a din of Nechama Ve'elam. But that's just because you can't stand, right? You have no other choice. But according to Ray Willis' way of understanding it, maybe it's a little better. Okay, so what do we have here? So as we said before, the classical sources seem to indicate that there's an obligation to stand sit on the floor throughout Avelos, with the exception, and for us, maybe it would mean 100% of the time because we don't have a mita kfuya at all. So there's not even the exception of Shas Achila and Shas Shena. So what are the tzadim l'haka? So we mentioned Ray Willis, and we'll get back to that in a moment. There are some other tzadim l'haka. One is based off of Tainis Daf Lamed of the base. The Mishnah over there says, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam, Shnei Tavshilin, Lo Yochal Basar, Lo Yesh Deyayin, Shpeg Omer, fine. And the Gemara in Lamed of the base, Rav Yudah, Mechayev, B'Kfiya Samita, V'lohod Lo Chachamim, Tani Amru Lo Rav Yudah, L'Tarecha, Ubros, Umenikos, Matei Alei, and Arlen, Afani Lo Amarti, El B'Yachol. Rashi says, Ubros, Umenikos, She'en Yichol Slishen, Agave, Kaka. And the Shach and Taz bring this down. And they say, okay, so someone who's sick, who's old, but star be yeshiva gabe karka, then you could at least you could put some karkatan mitachtav. So maybe there's a little bit of flexibility there. How so? So they say bismana zeh, we're all so weak. We're like obrusumanikos, we're soft, we're pampered, we can't sit on the floor. So at least that's one possible, though quite limited, basis for leniency. Now, it's interesting, by the way, because we paskin that there is no kfiyas hamita on Tisha B'Av. The tam is not shayach of, like we said, the symbolic aspect of kfiyas hamita, the way we paskin. Yet, on the one hand, we do hold that there is a din of yishiga v'kakra on Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, the truth is from the Gemara, you don't know. I don't think it says anywhere in the Gemara that there's a din of yeshiva gavra karka on Tisha B'Av. We just have it by the Sudim of Sakras. But we have the minhag to do it until Chatzos. So there we at least have a minhag to some degree of yeshiva gavra karka, even without a chiyuv of kfiyas hamita. On the other hand, it's not, I think, is it a total din? Not clear. It's more of a minhag. I think anything that's only till Chatzos is at Medina. So I guess that cuts both ways. So what do we pass? So we already saw, according to the Shach and the Taz B'Manazeh, you have to sit on the karka. Chola could sit on a small pillow. And when Ein Menachem and Metzlo, it's much to stand. But otherwise, you need to sit on a karka, sleep on a karka, and the like. Okay, so that's sort of the most machmir view. Take a look at Rabbi Kivager on the Shach of Gatan Aleph. He writes, Agabi karka, umutra latziyah kam ksafso sala karka, lishon aleyah, tifas l'moshe. And on Sif Beis, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Mikol Makom, we're not Nagu l'kfiyas hamita, Mikol Makom roi l'hafal chakar v'kases. That's interesting. The Yerushalmi in Brachos says like this, it's in the third parak, Menach kfiyas hamita, Reb Krispa, b'shem Reb Yochanan, v'yeshu ito al ha'aretz, al ha'aretz ein Kasav Khan Elvesh Vito La Aret, Navar Shehu Samos La Aret, Mikan, Shu Yushin Magabi Mitus Kfuyos. So maybe this is a source for the concept of Samos La Aret. That's what the Archa Shochan says. In other words, even according to the Achronim who require Karka, the Archa Shochan says maybe based on these Rishalmi, it's enough to have Samos La Aret. Okay, is that mutter for everybody? Is it only mutter for people that are sick? At least for people that are sick. Aruch Shulchan Reich, Sif Katan, Gemoli, Kutzer, Rabbi Akiva Eger, V'yesh Mishamatzach Daf, L'gabi Karka, Ein Shach. But from the Yerushalmi, you see it's not that way. You need only Samach L'aretz against the Shach. Chorot Aruch Shulchan is against not just the Shach, all the Rishonim. And he's saying that you don't need Karka Dafka, you just need Samach L'aretz, Al Pi Yerushalmi. As I said, maybe some say it's a din of lavav when you have some klaris. It really is a la karka. Maybe Rabbi Weber isn't really arguing with the Shach. Not so clear, but that's the sort of one tzad for this leniency. Either because it's sitting on this low chair is lavod, or when again, leniency meaning the minagolam. Most people don't sit on the floor. Most people sit on low chairs. Either because we treat it as sick people, or this Yerushalmi that you only need some of la'aretz, or lavod, right? Those are three sort of studded lahako. The achron on the page of the Shulchan Aruch that goes furthest in terms of being lenient is the Panim Iros, it's cited by the Pesachei Tshuva. Again, he notes the Shachan Ataz that you have to sit on the floor, and he says like this. He quotes the tour, and he says, "Smash from the tour. The fisamita eno sheet star atzmo dim tafcha v'yashen aleha filu nasan gimel odalid matzaus tafta v'yatza v'karchach b'seifa denaka dim tafcha v'yashen al gabi karka yatza lav dafka al gabi karka b'li matza ela filu nasan kama matzaus tafta v'yatza v'lo nakar al gabi karka." That says you dafka have to sleep on the mita kfuya. Tim Kane Ladidan to Batal Fiasa Mita and Kane in Chilukim Yashinagabi Karka, Vyesh Matsaus Tahtav. Oh, Yashinagabi Mita, Umatsaus Tahtav. Daha Ladina Digamara, Emeno Kofesa Mita, Im Yashinagabi Karka, below Matsa, Eno Yotse, Tim Kane Ladidan in Chiluk, Ben Yashinagabi Karka. So you a lot of sleep on a bed nowadays that we don't have kfiyas hamit anymore. You see from the fact that they were makel to put pillows or cushions or mattresses underneath you, that it wasn't a din and discomfort. And then he says, "Af shekas rama sheyesh la'adam latzar be'inyan mishkava b'lal tishabav haynu mamidas chasidos." Fine, we don't need to. So we're very weak, and therefore it's mutter. So again, basically, what does he say? First of all, he proves that you're allowed to sleep on pillow, on cushions or mattresses, and therefore it's mutter to put a mattress on the floor, and therefore that would be bismanehem when they had a dinner for samita. But nowadays, we don't have a din of kfiyas hamita, then you could sleep on your bed. What about the din karka? He said, basically, there is no din karka. There's a midas chasidas to be mitzar atzmo. Birke Yosef says about this panim iros, yatza lisha min hagan shal Yisrael, he's coming to save the practice. V'ochiach b'mishur, deledidan en chilak, okay, so he saved the day. Now still, this itself is only a heter b'shashena and shasachila, but not if you think that there's a din of sitting on the floor the rest of the time. So that's why you need to come onto the other kulas for the rest of the time, or Rabbi Willing's kula, which is again based off the Maram, that it's only a din in Nihon. So let's summarize what we have so far. According to Shach and Akaz, you need Karkadafka. According to the Feres Moshe, Kiv Eger, Shvasiakov, and others, you're allowed to sleep on the Karka with Karmic Sasos. Okay, some post-game, like the Dastar says, it needs to be within three tefachim of the ground. There are other explanations. The Panim Iros basically got rid of the din, at least for sleeping. And then Rabbi Willig said, got rid of the din except for a unusual chair, Bishas Nicham Avel.
Why is it unusual, not just different?
Well, what do you
want? Apparently, you have like a chair with the arms. You always use the chair with the arms.
That's not okay.
I mean,
it has to be less chashen if you want, like learning from the dargash by the king.
Then let's say people are going to Mishan and not going to be sure. So
okay, but then, but nobody knows when people are paying a shiva call. Nobody knows where your usual place is. So the only way to be shown is to go to a lower share.
Then for you, not for other people. I mean, you know this is the.
No, if it's a din of yichum avelim, I think it's not just for you. It's a din.
No, but the din of mishanah.
This isn't the din of mishanah malka. This is a different din. This is when they're going ahead and doing yichum avelim. You should not be sitting in your regular way of sitting. And that, like the melech for the dargash, that means for us in a lower chair. But it's not because of lavud in it. You don't have to worry. You don't have to measure three tachim. Let's say it's 3.5 tachim. That would also be fine. Fine. One other point on the semen is covering the mirrors. Where does this practice of covering mirrors come from? So there are a number of different theories given. I'll give you some others in a minute. But according to Rabbi Shafter, it's Ikbe Atzon, page Kuf Kaf Aleph. So he says that the reason why we do it, and I think there's a similar thing in some of the other Achronim, is because this is a form of Kriya Samhita. How so? How so? What does that have to do with anything? Because it's removing the Tzalam Elokim. Right, what do we say about Kriyas Amita? And by covering the mirrors, which doesn't allow you to see the Tzalam Elokim, so that is a fulfillment of that idea. And especially since we don't have actual Kriyas Amita anymore, so this is an appropriate thing to do. In Chuvas Yabia Omer, Chilak Dalad, Yardayas and Lamed, hey, he brings another additional reasons. One reason is because people daven in a Beis Avel, you don't want to daven facing a mirror. Okay, according to this, you don't have to worry about it, I don't know, in the bathrooms or anything like that. Then he has another reason, because there are all sorts of mazikim and ruchos haros floating around in a Beis Avel, and I don't know, because Midas Adin Metucha connect though, and apparently some people are able to see them in a mirror. So if that's true, I guess it would apply everywhere. Another reason is because you're, and Avil's not supposed to be kempt, like we said, he's ignoring his appearance. And other hevle holamaza and the like. And that certainly is seen in many of the Nubia Velos. And so what is a mirror primarily for? That's what mirrors are for, to like, you know, look at yourself and make you look nice. So therefore, it's part of that. You know, if that's the reason, maybe you don't have to worry so much about like the mirrors and the brake fronts or other things. Nafgamina maybe is Shabbos. If you're worried about the mazikin, I guess it would apply in Shabbos. Other reasons probably wouldn't apply to Shabbos, especially if you think it's a din and fisamita, you dafka should take them off for Shabbos. Fine. They put out one of the journals, some like Sukkim of Rav Moshe. So maybe it's even printed now in one of the later Rav Moshe's, I don't know. But he said that Rav Moshe didn't know a reason for this minig. So let's talk about tefillin, simen, shinpei, ches.